Hi, I'm Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, and welcome to My World, the world of the rabbi who got rich on Sunday. My goal is to share my hard-earned knowledge and to help people who are like I was 22 years ago, when my life came to a crossroads between living my dreams and giving up on my dreams to face reality. Sure, I've made some spectacular mistakes, but I've also had unbelievable successes along the way. I am living what I like to call, with sincere thanks to the Almighty, my dream life. This episode is a special one due to the Holocaust Memorial Day being commemorated this week. Next week, we return to our mini-series on lead generation to discuss cross-promotion opportunities to generate leads. Welcome to another episode of The Rabbi Who Got Rich on Sunday, about living the dream through work-life balance. I'm Rabbi Dave, and today we're going to take a unique look at Legacy of Hope, inspiring Holocaust stories of strength and survival. In the annals of history, the Holocaust stands as a chilling reminder of humanity's capacity for evil. Yet, amid the darkness, stories of individual courage and resilience shine as beacons of hope. Let us delve into the lives of remarkable individuals who defied the odds and survived and inspired us during one of the darkest chapters in human history. Legacy of Hope, inspiring Holocaust stories of strength and survival. There are many amazing stories I could share with you and many books I could recommend if you want more, such as one of my favorites, Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Today, I'm just going to share with you a few that inspire me, and I hope they inspire you as well. Legacy of Hope Story. Elie Wiesel, whom I had the privilege of walking next to on the March of the Living, was a Holocaust survivor and renowned author, recounted many harrowing experiences from his time in the Nazi concentration camps, including moments of profound spiritual struggle and resilience. One such story involves Wiesel's decision to give up his food rations in exchange for a prayer book, highlighting the enduring power of faith and the human spirit even in the darkest time. In his memoir, Night, Wiesel recounts a moment when he and his fellow prisoners traded some of their food rations, even though hunger gnawed at their stomachs, in exchange for a few minutes to borrow a prayer book from another inmate. I heard this story embellished as follows. One fellow inmate said, "How can you have hope when someone can be so self-centered as to take food from those that need it to survive in order to borrow his prayer book?" Elie said, "Look at it the opposite way. What an inspiration it is that so many who are starving physically are willing to trade some of their food to feed their desire for spiritual connection to the Almighty Creator." This powerful story serves as a testament to Wiesel's unwavering commitment to his faith and his determination to preserve his humanity in the face of the dehumanization and despair. It reminds us of the indomitable spirit of those who endure the Holocaust and the importance of holding on to hope and resilience even in the darkest of times. Inspiring Holocaust stories. Rabbi Silver was deeply involved in efforts to rescue Jews from Nazi-occupied Europe and to provide assistance to survivors. One particular poignant moment occurred in 1945 during the liberation of the Ebensee concentration camp in Austria by Allied forces. Ebensee had held thousands of prisoners, including many children who had been subject to unimaginable suffering and deprivation. As Allied troops accompanied by Rabbi Silver came to the camp, the troops set up a food line, and all the survivors lined up for their first healthy food in a long, long time. Rabbi Silver, overcome with emotion, went over to one child and gave him a big hug. The other children, seeing this, left the food line to line up in the hug line first. The children were starving, but not just for food. The comfort and reassurance from this very human hug overwhelmed them with solace and hope amid their unimaginable suffering. The image of Rabbi Silver surrounded by children who had survived the horrors of the Holocaust, offering hugs and words of comfort, serves as a powerful reminder of the resilience of the human spirit and the enduring capacity for hope and compassion, even in the face of unspeakable evil. Inspirational stories of triumph. Irina Sendler was a Polish Catholic social worker who worked tirelessly to rescue Jewish children from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. As part of the Zagoda organization, a Polish underground resistance movement dedicated to aiding Jews, Sendler played a pivotal role in smuggling Jewish children out of the ghetto and providing them with false identities to prevent them from Nazi persecution. Sendler and her network of collaborators, which included fellow social workers, nurses, and sympathetic families, devised elaborate schemes to rescue children from the ghetto. They use methods such as hiding children in ambulances, smuggling them out in sacks, or using secret tunnels and passageways. Once the children were rescued, Sendler and her colleagues placed them in orphanages, convents, or with sympathetic Polish families. They carefully documented the children's original identities and new placements to facilitate eventual reunification with their families after the war. In 1943, Sendler was arrested by the Gestapo and subjected to brutal interrogation, but she steadfastly refused to betray her colleagues or the children she had helped rescue. After the war, Sendler continued her humanitarian work, helping to reunite Jewish children with their surviving relatives and documenting the stories of those who had been lost. Her courageous actions saved an estimated 2,500 Jewish children from almost certain death during the Holocaust. In 1965, she was recognized as one of the Righteous Among the Nations by Yad Vashem, Israel's official memorial to the victims of the Holocaust. Her remarkable story serves as a powerful reminder of the resilience of the human spirit in the face of adversity. In the next episode, we will return to our miniseries on lead generation to talk about cross-promotion opportunities to generate leads. For more guidance and tips on living the dream life, visit my website, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com, to access content-rich articles and more. You can also access a link to that webpage through the show notes if you're listening to this podcast on any popular podcast platform. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend and make sure to join me each Sunday as I share how the rabbi got rich on Sunday. In the meantime, feel free to check out my website for more information and to schedule a free consultation, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com.